Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got two emails here back to back from Lauren.
After about 6 months of studying, I'm getting ready for a second attempt at the LSAT in January with the goal of hitting above the median LSAT score of my top choice schools. Okay, I'm a little worried about hyper-focusing on the score, but okay. On my first attempt in November, I was just 2 points shy, so I'm feeling confident that I can get there with this next test. It's nice to know what you did on your first attempt, but I'd like to know what you're doing on your current practice test. While I had originally planned to apply for fall of 2023 after the January score release, I am now leaning toward waiting until August, September for the fall 2024 cycle, based on your advice, to apply at the best time possible, the best possible time with my best possible score.
Good. Love it.
Yes, that's great. It seems like a long time away, but I want to honor the hard work I've done and not sell myself short, especially since student loan debt is not a road I want to go down.
I hope you continue with this. It sounds like you're sort of also considering backing
you're gonna
off.
Ask, but what if?
Yeah. I do. I'm feeling a lot of buts here. And it's like, no, do it. Don't lean toward waiting.
You
need to wait. Yes, you need to wait. You need to apply in September. Do not apply now after half of the offers are already given out. You don't want to pay for law school? Okay, listen to us. Do what we're advising you to do.
You don't are make what you
all,
do.
I love this. I want to honor. I like the word
the
choice
word
there.
Honor, yeah.
Yeah, I want to honor the hard work I've done.
Yeah
don't make your LSAT prep sad. Don't insult the work you've done. Instead, honor the work you've done by like going all the way and doing this the right way.
Yeah, don't let your future self squander the hard work your previous self did.
Right.
Yeah. Because I work full-time, I am looking solely at part-time programs, in particular hybrid online programs.
Cool.
Okay. However, as I'm starting to prepare my application materials, I'm noticing from the 2021 and 2022 509 forms that part-time students seem to consistently get half or less of the scholarship amounts as compared to full-time students. That's certainly possible. The part-time program is not as valued in some cases, it seems like. I'm specifically looking at Suffolk University and Northeastern University in Boston, as they both offer hybrid part-time programs. Given this discrepancy, I'm concerned that my strategy to aim for the highest and best application conditions might not pay off with a full-ride scholarship, even if I get my LSAT into the 75th percentile or higher for these schools.
I'm looking at Suffolk right now. Their grants and scholarships for 2021-2022, 33%. Of their full-time students get half to full tuition, no full tuition, no more than full tuition. 39% of their part-time students get half to full tuition, no full tuition, no more than full tuition. So at Suffolk, it looks like, I mean, those are wide brackets, right? Half to full is a huge bracket that goes.
So we don't know how that's broken down. Yeah.
I don't know how that's broken down, and I can see the percentile grant amounts here. I'm noticing that the 75th percentile grant is way lower, but the 50th percentile grant is almost the same. I don't know. And there are 6% more people who are getting the half to full tuition scholarship in the part-time program. So that seems to be the exact opposite of what our correspondent here is saying. What's the other school? That was Suffolk.
Northeastern.
Okay, so both in Boston.
Yeah.
Northeastern. Yeah, okay. So Northeastern, they're giving full tuition scholarships for the full-time program. They're not giving full tuition scholarships for the part-time program. They might just, you know, they might just be looking at that like, well, you're working folks. You're not here on a full-time academic thing. You guys are, you're still working. You're getting a salary. We don't need to entice you with scholarship money. But they definitely are enticing their full tuition, or sorry, their full-time students with half to full and full tuition. Now, half to full is about the same. There's this whole segment at Northeastern, 22% of the class is there on a full ride, 4% more than full. So 26% getting full or more than full. 0% in the part-time program.
Yeah, they don't seem to value their part-time program the way that Suffolk does. That's interesting.
Yeah.
The tuition for a part-time program doesn't appear to be less than a full-time program. Okay. Any thoughts on what might account for the difference in awards between full-time and part-time students?
Read her second email too.
Sure. She says, hi again. I just wanted to clarify that I'm finding part-time students to get half or less of their full cost of tuition as compared to full-time students who at these schools more frequently get full tuition scholarships.
Not Suffolk, it doesn't seem. But yeah, at Northeastern, yes.
Okay. Obviously, it makes sense that part-time students would get half the dollar amount of what full-time students get since they are taking fewer credit hours per year. Hope this makes sense.
She's just clarifying that she understands that the tuition is lower or it's spread out over 4 years. And so the scholarship offers should be lower, spread out over 4 years. It wouldn't be half, though, would it?
It wouldn't be half. And
75%.
I think they're still going to call it. They're categorizing it literally full tuition. So whether you give a full-time student full tuition or a part-time student full tuition, the tuition amounts might be different, and therefore the scholarships you grant might be different, but still, by definition, they're either full tuition or they're not. So I don't think that the estimator is,
There's one magic thing that Lauren can do here, which will obviate all of these concerns. Well, two magic things. First thing is get your LSAT in the right place, and you no longer have any worries. But the second thing, the thing I was going to say first, is apply early and apply broadly and then see what offers come in.
Yep. Look, and you can also decide to say, okay, wait a sec, I didn't like any of these offers. I'm going to go full time, because maybe it's cheaper for you in the end to go full time with a stipend than it is to continue working and then drag this out for 4 years.
Yeah, and they admit you in the part-time program, but they don't give you a good scholarship, so you ask them for more money. Maybe that works.
Yep.
They say no to that, and you say, oh, well, I noticed that you give lots of money in your full-time program. Is it possible that I can get some of that money? And then maybe you transfer to full-time. Just if you apply broadly, then you don't have to worry about any of this, because you let them bid on you instead of you like deciding in advance where you're going to go and then only applying to two schools.
Yeah. And I would add, you said apply broadly, but also apply broadly with a high LSAT score. It seems like Lauren is kind of asking like, oh no, is all my effort going to be worth it? It is. High LSAT score is extraordinarily valuable. Don't let go of that.
Oh, yeah. If you get the right LSAT, you're just going to blow all these ideas out of the water.
And yep.
Those aren't like amazing, prestigious law schools by any stretch. You know, Suffolk seems like it's maybe more of like a public. I mean, Northeastern is a private school, and I have a feeling they're going to be charging big tuition and then giving lots of full rides, at least in the full-time program. Suffolk seems like more of a Massachusetts, like working class kind of a school.
Yeah.
And so the tuition is probably lower to begin with. Let me see. Is my hypothesis correct? Nah. No. Well, yeah, $5,000 cheaper.
Not a lot.
Not a lot. Yeah. And the truth is, these are both like okay regional law schools. And you should be applying to more schools than this. Like, get a really good LSAT and apply to BU and apply to BC and get killer offers from other schools, better schools that are right in the backyard of Suffolk and Northeastern.
Then, but Nathan, I'm not going to go to those schools. I'm not going to go there.
You don't know that until you see what kind of an offer they make you.
You don't know that. And even so, you can use these offers as leverage. No one needs to know that you're not going to go.
Yeah, BU is ranked 17th. BC is ranked 37th. BC does not have a part-time program. They do have a full-time program. They charge $63,000 a year.
Dear God.
BC is like the USC of New England, I think.
Mm.
BC scholarships, where is it? Here we go. 91% of the students are getting grants, 76% less than half, though. 14% half to full, 1% full. Wow. How do they get away with charging that much money for that school? Incredible. Final words for Lauren?
No, just keep focusing on the LSAT and yes, decide now to apply in the fall of 2023 to be matriculating in the fall of 2024.
Right. With the very best LSAT you can get and apply to more schools. Broaden your net. I know you want to stay in Boston. Apply to every school in the Boston area, but then also I would broaden it a bit. You're talking about hybrid part-time online, right? Find
what
out
about
what
the
WashU
fully online?
Has. Yeah, totally. Find out there might be some, you could fly to St. Louis one weekend a month while you're in law school. It's not that bad. It'll be like 4 or 5 trips per semester, potentially. I don't know. I would investigate fully online hybrid programs, and I might be a little more geographically flexible if they're not going to require you to actually show up in person.
Yeah. Get a spreadsheet out, be an attorney.
Yeah. Yeah. And just give yourself options by best LSAT you can get, early applications, many schools, not one, many more schools.
Yep.
And all these problems will solve themselves. Thanks, Lauren.
Yep. Thank you.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.